It's time for another Midweek Mini with Mary Ellen and Joe. We are glad that you're joining us. Today, we have a very timely episode for you because there is a great new welcome offer out there. You have probably seen us mention it on our Instagrams or our Facebook group, and that is for the Capital One Venture Rewards Card. So today we are going to give you a rundown on the Capital One Venture Card as well as the Capital One Venture X Rewards Card. We're going to talk about kind of compare and contrast the two and talk about which one might be a better fit for you.
I do get this question all the time, like, which one is the right card for me? Should I get the Venture? Should I get the Venture X? I also want to apologize for my voice. I have been out of commission with Flu A and my vocal cords still have not recovered. So it's really fun. I'm doing my best. But before we dig into the cards, we want to let you guys know that this family of cards, this bank, is actually now what we are recommending as our beginner card, as our starter card. And let me tell you why. They are notoriously picky with their approvals. I actually got denied for the Venture earlier last year and then took a massive break from applying for cards and then was able to get approved. They have a rule that says if you have opened more than two cards in 6 months, they will not approve you. So if you have more than two hard inquiries on your credit score, they will not approve you. And even if you don't, I have heard of people getting denials for all sorts of reasons when other banks will in fact approve them. So this rule is even more stringent in our opinion than 524, which is the Chase rule. You guys can go back and find a Midweek Mini all about that if you're curious. But that is why we recommend this card as the starter card now, because Capital One is such a valuable piece in your points and miles strategy. It's so easy to use these miles. It's so easy to cover purchases with them or to transfer them out to partners and to book various things. And so we don't want you to miss out because you got a couple other cards and now Capital One doesn't like you anymore. So this is the perfect time to get started if you are new, especially with this elevated offer on the Venture. So now we're going to go into the card specifically, the Venture X and the Venture. They have a lot of similarities, but they do have some differences, and those differences are very key. So Mary Ellen's going to take us away first with the Venture X because she has that card and I have the Venture.
So we'll start with the Venture X Rewards Card. And first, I want to let you know, even though we're doing a versus, you can actually hold both of these cards at the same time. So ultimately, I do plan to hold both of these cards at the same time. For me, the Venture X card that I'm about to tell you about is an all-time keeper card. That's a card that I am never going to get rid of. However, the Capital One Venture Rewards Card that has the elevated welcome offer right now, that's probably one that I do plan to get when it has a good welcome offer, but it's not going to be a keeper card for me because I don't think you necessarily need to keep both of them. You can have both of them. You can keep both of them. I don't think you necessarily need to. So the Venture X is the one that's going to have a permanent spot in my wallet. And for me, that's because location, location, location. I live in the DC area. There are two Capital One lounges in my local airports. I want to have access to them. I also love the Priority Pass access that the Capital One Venture X card gives me and my family. So because of lounge access specifically, I will always keep the Capital One Venture X card. Other people who do not live near an airport lounge, aren't flying enough to really get a value from that, may make a different decision. So the Capital One Venture X card actually right now has a lower welcome offer than the regular Venture card. Both of them have a standard welcome offer of 75,000 miles. That is the current offer for the Capital One Venture X. And I have not seen it elevate as often as we have now seen the Venture card elevate. So I wouldn't hold your breath for an elevated offer there. It could happen for sure, but I don't see it happen as much. So This card earns kind of a blanket 2x miles on all purchases, and then it has multipliers through the Capital One Travel Portal. So you get 5x miles on flights or vacation rentals booked through the Capital One Travel Portal, and then you get 10x miles on hotels or rental cards booked through Capital One Travel. For me, I'm not doing a lot of booking through Capital One Travel except for using the $300 credit that comes with the Venture X card. So, you know, those benefits are kind of mild for me. I mainly just think of it as 2x miles on all my purchases. So this is my everything card. This is my, I have a random expense, a car expense that came up this week. Which card am I going to use? I'm going to use the Venture, 2x miles.
It's the one I use to fill my daughter's lunch account at school.
Yes, right. The random stuff that you're not going to get multipliers on elsewhere. Yeah, that's what we love Capital One for. And that's how those miles add up quickly. It has a TSA PreCheck credit or global entry. It's up to $120, but that can't be used every year. Keep that in mind with both of these cards. They actually both come with that credit, but it's every 4 years. And you don't need TSA PreCheck every year. Maybe if you're trying to get it for multiple members of your family, but it's good for 5 years, right? So you don't need that credit every year, but you do have that credit at least once. We already talked about the lounge access. There are a couple other small things, but the main thing is the Capital One Venture X card has a large annual fee. It's $395, which is very intimidating for a lot of people. But again, there is a $300 annual Capital One travel credit. And then you also get 10,000 miles on your anniversary, which is, if you used it in the purchase eraser, worth a minimum of $100. So those two things alone add up to about $400 roughly in value to help offset that annual fee. And then the lounge access, this is the last time I'm going to say it. If you live anywhere near a Priority Pass lounge or a Capital One lounge, this card will pay for itself over and over and over again because of the lounge access. So that is the Venture X card. Now let's have Joanna get into the Capital One Venture Rewards card that does have a fantastic elevated welcome offer right now.
Yes. And I did want to just say, in terms of the Venture X and the annual fee, I heard you say something super great a couple weeks ago. You said, I essentially look at this travel credit and these 10,000 miles as prepaying for my travel for the year. So you're paying that annual fee, right? And that's essentially prepaying, and it comes in the form of the $300 travel credit and the 10,000 miles, which are both very easy to use. The Capital One travel portal and credits are, I think, the easiest of all of the ones that I've worked with. They're so seamless. You can cover anything easily. It's a super simple checkout procedure.
For sure.
So anyways, just wanted to throw that out there in case you guys are interested in that one because it's a better fit for you. Personally, I live in a bit of a lounge desert. And I really don't find myself that often in airports with lounges. So the Venture was the right choice for me the last time it had this exact same offer. And I love this offer. It's the standard 75,000 miles, but then it comes with an additional $250 credit to use in that travel portal. And I was able to use a portion of this credit last year to get a cash flight home from one of our adventures. And I actually still have some of my credit left over. I have like $78 that I need to use for something. But it's so nice because it's essentially like 100,000 points, you know? Like if you conceptualize this in terms of dollars, like that's kind of what you can think of if you were trying to come up with a welcome offer that was equal to this. You could think of something like the Chase Inc. Preferred that came with 100,000 point welcome offer. So 75,000 of those points can actually be transferred out to partners, which will increase their value a lot. So it'll be worth a lot more than $1,000. But just on its face, you're getting $1,000 for a $95 annual fee, which is crazy to me. That's so.
That's how I like to look at it too. If people are like, okay, why get this? Well, you're paying $95 for 1 year to have the card, and they are giving you $1,000. Mm-hmm. So you are netting $900 in this transaction, even if you don't think about the other benefits of the card.
Right. And while I have no Venture X, I will be keeping this card because it earns miles the same way that the Venture X does. So the earning categories are the same, with the exception that it does not have that 10X category on the travel. It just goes up to 5 miles per dollar on hotels, vacation rentals, rental cars booked through the portal. But like we said, we don't do a lot of portal booking. So that multiplier category doesn't come into play for us very often at all. A couple little things are the no foreign transaction fees, which is great. That means this can be your international card. As you said, the TSA PreCheck or Global Entry Credit comes with this card as well. That's kind of a fun idea if you're going to hold both of these cards for a year, because you could take advantage of this for multiple members of your family. So I could get one credit to cover me. My daughter could get TSA PreCheck with the other credit. So that's a fun way to do that. And another way.
And now that your daughter is 13, she really needs to. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good way to help just like maximize that annual fee even more. I mean, for this card in particular, you're paying a $95 annual fee. You're getting $1,000 in value. And then you're getting a $120 credit towards these perks. I mean, right. It's really, really a
no-brainer
card. No-brainer. They're paying you to have it at this point. You also get rental car insurance coverage using the Venture as long as you cover the entire cost of the rental with your card and decline the rental company's coverage. So that's definitely read more about that. Doesn't cover things like Turo. That's really important to know. We've got trip cancellation and interruption coverage, roadside assistance, extended warranty. All of these things have a lot of fine print, so you're going to want to go in and read them. I wouldn't say that most of us take advantage of these perks very often. I have to be honest, I've never added an extended warranty to anything I've ever purchased with my Capital One card. Probably am I missing out, but these are not the things that we usually highlight. It's just some stuff I wanted you to know. These exist for both cards. So when you are thinking about what's the right fit for your family, the main thing that you're taking into consideration really is your need for lounges, in my opinion. I feel like that's the differentiator.
Yeah, between the two cards. Yeah.
And maybe if that large annual fee is not in the budget right now, maybe you start with this card, with the Venture. Maybe you save up for your annual fee because you know it hits right off the top and it can be a little bit of a, a shock to the system that first time you pay the credit card bill. It also includes an additional $400. So maybe you're starting with the Venture and then you're graduating to the Venture X. And, you know, keep that ongoing and downgrade your Venture to a Spark or something similar, which is a great pair with the Venture X. And we've done an episode all about pairing as well. I will link that one in the show notes because pairs of cards are very beneficial.
Yeah, I think capitalizing right now, Capital One, capitalizing, pun not intended, but I like it. I think capitalizing on this welcome offer, unless you have an immediate need for the lounge access, like you know you're going on a trip next month and you really want to take advantage of being able to access one of the lounges, I think now is the time for the Venture Rewards card, because if you can get that elevated offer that throws in the $250 travel credit, it's too good to pass up if this is the right time for you to get another transferable point currency card. My husband is going to get this card. At this time, he has an Amex Platinum card. I have a Venture X card. We don't feel the need for him at this moment to also have the highest level, the Capital One Venture X card. For him, it's like, okay, let's just get this really good welcome offer. You can have the lower Venture card. There's no need for us both to have the Venture X at this time. Hey. So think about it for your family. Think about this is another great card that gives you you know, once you meet the $4,000 spend in the first 3 months, you have pretty quick access to booking to very, very flexible points that you can use to cover a purchase, even a purchase that you make right away. So you apply for the card, you get approved, it comes to you before you have that welcome offer, the 75,000 points plus the 250. Before you have that, you can actually spend, say you're going to use those miles, you have a plan to cover some Disney tickets or an Airbnb. You can go ahead and purchase those with the card. It's going to help you work towards earning the welcome offer. And then once you earn the welcome offer, those things, because it will show you on the purchase eraser, it'll show you travel purchases from the last several months. Yep. You can go back and wipe away that with the miles that you earn.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you guys, if you are not into player mode using someone in your family's links, we would love to give you our links for this. This is a great way that you can give back to the show. We have the links for these cards in the show notes. You can also reach out and get them from us on Instagram, via email, in our Facebook group, however is easiest for you. But using our links is a way that is entirely free to you to support the show. You'll still get the great welcome offer. You'll still get the awesome card. You don't have to jump through any extra hoops. Just click through the link first. And we appreciate it more than we can ever put into words, because we put an awful lot of heart and work into this podcast for you guys. And we just appreciate everyone that reaches out to tell us that you use our links. It warms our heart.
Okay, guys. So which card is right for you? Let us know. Come on over to the Facebook group, Traveling on Points, Wonderland on Points, or reach out to us online and let us know which card you're going to pick. Okay. We'll see you next time, guys.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new travel rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going, so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.